Well, today on XS Sport, it's time we caught up with Toby Lutwich from the Queenstown Crows Footy Club. Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us today.
G'day, Skurvo. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, the Crows have had an up-and-down season. They've had a number of injuries and COVID and that sort of thing, just like everybody else. It was a reasonably bad start to the season, but I've got to say I've been very impressed with the way you guys have been able to put that bad start away, and you're now fourth on the ladder. I mean, you must be reasonably happy with the way you're going.
Yeah, look, it's been an interesting season. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. There's been a bit of work on availability, as there always
yep.
is, but that was the case last year as well. We've probably had more injuries, but still not too many. The competition's just stronger this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot more. I still think our best football of last year is definitely good enough to win it again, and we're building towards that, I feel. But I think the competition is stronger, and last year, because there were weaker teams, there were easier games, and probably bank up wins throughout the year, whereas this hasn't been the case this year. And if you look at something like Natone earlier in the year, where we were able to go and win by, say, 10 goals last year, they beat us by 10 goals. We didn't
have
to play. They've improved, and we've got another tough game against them away next week to finish off the season. But, yeah, look, we've probably built throughout the season okay. After the bye, we started really, really well. We then... Oh, look, against Ridgely, it was just one of those games. We just didn't play the conditions very well. And if you don't put a team away early, because we were playing well early, and you let them back in and they stick around, and anything can happen. But then, very happy to get back on the winners list on the weekend.
That was a great win, that one.
Yeah, it was a great win. Somerset disappointingly forfeited the reserves. Obviously a bit of a difficult situation considering we played them in two grand finals last year. But great to get back on the winners list with a big win, and we'll obviously last home game this week, and then Natone away. So, yeah.
Well, you speak about the stronger competition this year. I've got to say that the top two, particularly, obviously Yolla is an absolute standout this year, and South Burnie are pretty strong. What do you have to do to, if you made the grand final and you're playing Yolla, what do you think you have to do to match it with them?
I just think... Yolla have, they've really improved. They recruited really strongly. They brought in a lot of experience from Wynyard, and they've also built from within as well. So, and they brought a lot of Yolla people back to their footy club. So they've got to be commended in the way that they've gone about it. They came down at the start of the year, and they brought a good side, and they beat us. And you've got to give them full credit for that.
Yeah.
I respect the fact they wanted to come down and win Queenstown. Other clubs don't have that attitude. Look, if we were to get Yolla in the finals, which hopefully we do, because if we're playing them, we're probably playing them in at least a prelim or a grand final.
Yep.
Look, I think we'll just really back ourselves in. We're pretty similar in the way that we play to Yolla. They like to switch the footy. They're very quick. They run and carry. They've got some really good players and some really A-grade players like we do. So I think it'll be a great game of footy. But as I said to you before, Skurv, I think our best footy stacks up. I think once we get everyone on the park, we're a better side than last year. It's just more making sure that we gel, and I suppose hopefully having some continuity throughout the finals, because we're going to be playing from fourth. It's just really making sure that, like, we just got to make sure we win that first final. I think that's the starting point, because we can't talk about anything further in the finals other than week one, because we're not guaranteed anything more than that. So I always say to you, Skurv, that we've got three goals. First one's to make top three, then to make a grand final, then to win it. Well, we're not going to make top three, so we haven't hit that one. So that first goal probably is now just make finals. We will.
Yeah.
There's probably another goal of win the first final, and just go from there.
Yep. No, that's good. That's a good attitude to have. Now, obviously, Josh Newson is a huge asset to you guys up forward. How do you rate his form this year?
Yeah, Cleary's been great. He's obviously on 93 goals. He needs 7 more. Look, not many people at our football club have kicked 100 goals in a season. I think it's only Brody Dennis in the past. So, look, I'm really hoping Josh gets there in the next two games. And he's had a great year. He's really committed himself. He's taken a lot of work off throughout the year as well. So, look, it'll be a great moment if he can get that 100. And then, so he's been fantastic for us. and he obviously is just the leader of that forward line.
Mm, absolutely. Well, of course, you've had a number of milestones this year. You yourself played your 100th game last week. Congratulations. Sorry I couldn't be there to witness it, but you had a day out too. You kicked 5 goals, mate. Well done.
Thanks, Gerv. Yeah, look, I'm really proud of playing 100 games for the footy club. Look, I came down here, I said to my wife that I'd probably only play 20 or 30 games, and it'll be something that I do while I'm down here. Well, 7 years later, and I've racked up 100 games and played the flag, so I'm really proud of that. It was great. The boys all got around me, and it was to kick 5. Was great.
No, it was good. I was so happy when I heard when it was said on Facebook. I thought it was fantastic. And look, you have coached the side really well. Now, doing that, I mean, I don't know if you had any coaching experience leading up to this, to becoming coach of Queenstown, but you're obviously being a school teacher. Has that impacted on the way you coach?
There's definitely similarities, Skirt. But you do compare the two, and the way that you do things, there are similarities. Look, when I was a teacher's assistant up on the coast, I coached a lot of school footy at Ulverston Secondary College, which gave me some experience. When I was at uni in Launceston, I coached an under-19 team out at Hillwood, which was my sort of first stepping into club football, which was great. And then obviously moving down here, me and Matt took the job on and coached for a number of years together, and I really enjoyed doing it with Matt. And then he obviously wanted to step aside, and I wanted to continue to do it, and I really enjoy doing it, Skirvo.
I can tell.
And I don't know how much longer. Ideally, someone will take over eventually, but I've really enjoyed it. And obviously, just obviously last year to get the success that we had, and hopefully, and look, I still think that we're going to be thereabouts this year too. So the football club is in a really good spot on the field. And I reckon our reserves will feature pretty prominently as well. And we just need to make sure that we've got really good, that we're organised and that we're doing the best thing for our players so that we can go out there and do our best.
Was Akimanis in that Ridgely game noticeable to you guys, or was it really just another game? I mean, you say that it's another game, but was there an aura for you guys?
Jackson O'Shea played on Akimanis the whole day and he did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
He nearly took a year on him, actually, early in the game. Look, he kicked 3. The thing that you noticed about Acker, it wasn't that we had a real massive Akimanis mindset, but it was just I really trust Jacko. He's a great young talent. He's proven to me and the boys that whenever you ask him to go and do something, he can go and do it and does a great job of it. And he kicked 3, and I think other than that, he didn't really do too much else. But it was just more they were 2 good set shots, and there was a sliding goal as well, and he was just really clean. Like, you're talking about kind of Brownlow medal. Like, even though he's probably in his mid-40s, like, he hasn't lost it. Like, they don't lose that.
No,
but he just didn't make many mistakes. But Jacko did a great job. He was all over him all day. And Acker said that to him. He said, you've got a lot of potential, young man. So that's a nod to Jacko.
That's great. Yeah, no, great to hear that he actually said that to him. That's fantastic. Yeah. Look, I got to concentrate on the reserves now, mate. I've got to say that I'm highly impressed with these guys. It's a young side. I think a lot of these guys have never played footy before or haven't played too much in relation to Queenstown, and they're in fourth. They're doing a fantastic job this year.
We've got a nice mix in our reserves. We've got a lot of experienced blokes, but we've also got a lot of younger blokes that have come through, played a lot of school footy for me in the last few years. So a lot of grade sort of 10s. We've got a few boys in grade 10 this year. A lot of the those boys that are around that grade 11 to 12 age group. So they've come in, they're having a crack, and they want to be around the footy club, which is great. And then the really important thing is just that you surround them with some experience. And if you do that, well, that's only going to develop those younger ones a little bit more and keep them playing footy.
That's right. I loved it when you guys were playing Caprona and you gave Sam Bosch a senior game. He hadn't played footy in his life, really. He'd turned up to every training session and you rewarded him. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, look, Bosch had rocked up at the footy club probably start of 2020. He trained all pre-season before COVID. I don't think Bosch would mind me saying this. He couldn't really mark, he couldn't really handle, he couldn't really kick. He just said, I want to learn something new. And I just think that's it's an unreal thing that someone wants to step out of their comfort zone and challenge themselves. and he needs to be commended on that. And then it was really disappointing that in 2020 he didn't get to play.
Yeah.
He then came back at started pre-season for 2021, did all the pre-season again, started to improve, and then in his first game, he broke his wrist and he missed probably 8 or 9 weeks.
Yeah.
So he sort of got a couple of games in towards the end of last season, but look, I'll just give Boshy so much credit. He comes to training every two nights a week. He's improved out of sight, and we were playing Caprona, and I just wanted to reward him. I just think he's worked so hard to be able to get there and play a senior game, and he did. And he came out and he did his job. Got a couple of kicks. He got a few free kicks. Got a few blokes holding the ball. Nearly got himself a goal.
Yes,
which would have topped it off. But look, I just think it's for a person to step out of their comfort zone and having never played the game growing up, it's a hard game to learn, and he still is learning. It was great for Boshy to get his first senior game.
And just on that, who was your opponent that day? He was sledging, you know, all in jest. He was hilarious the way he was sledging you guys. Do you remember who that was?
Yeah, I remember. I don't know who it was. But I think flea kick 4 on him is pretty early in that corner.
No, it's great. I love stories like that. What's been the major high? What's been the best win for the club this year, do you think?
Probably a few weeks ago, after the bye when we played in at home. We had a few hours, and we had one double up that day. Smash and Morgan played reserves, and then he was on night shift that night, and he just said, "I'll do it, Toe. He loves the footy club." And I know Natone brought down two pretty much full-strength teams. And look, I've never coached a loss on the gravel skirvo because I wasn't there when we lost to Yolla early in the year.
No, but, yeah, that's right.
COVID. But I was a bit nervous. I thought, I knew Natone were bringing down a good list. I saw their list. And it was a real hard-fought game. I think we got up by about 30 in the end, and it was just such a really good win for us. And it just showed us that when we come with that mindset of, and we play to our strengths, that we are a really good footy side, and it sort of built from there. And even the loss against South Burnie, I wasn't too disappointed. Like, we had 5 double up that day, and we were down by 20 at 3-quarter time, and we're even with them at half time. Like, we were having a genuine red hot go, so that really pleased me. So I suppose for us, it's just about getting through these next 2 weeks. At the end of the day, even if Yolla were to beat us at home this week, it is what it is. But I know they're undefeated. In 2018, we went through the whole season undefeated, but we didn't finish the season off and win the flag. So a new season starts in a couple of weeks, and it's that 4 weeks of finals, and we want to feature prominently.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do, and I reckon you will. All right, well, look, it's always great to catch up with you, Toby. I'm sorry it's been so long, but thanks for joining us, mate, and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. There we are, Toby Lutwidge, the coach of the Queenstown Crows, joining us this morning on XS Sport.